Victim of Palestinian Terror Shooting in Tel Aviv Dies of Wounds. By Deborah Brand on March 20, 2023. A man who was seriously wounded by a bullet to his neck in a terrorist attack in Tel Aviv earlier this month has succumbed to his wounds. Or Ashkar, 32, died on Monday following an 11-day battle for his life after he was shot by Hamas terrorist Mutaz al-Khawaja in an attack in downtown Tel Aviv on March 9. Khawaja also shot Ashkar's friends, Rhoda Manzano, 34, and Michael Osden, 36. The three were en route to a wedding. Khawaja was killed by police officers while trying to flee the scene. Or came to us after extensive resuscitation attempts in the field, which were ongoing in the hospital, and he was immediately taken to the operating room where against all odds doctors managed to stabilize his condition. Roni Gamsu, director of Ikai Love Hospital, said on Monday. Unfortunately, the severity of the wounds was deadly, and after a heroic struggle over a number of days, we were forced to declare his death. Natalie Ashkar, or Ashkar's mother, called her son a light of rare quality. He showered nothing but goodness, love and giving on everyone who crossed its path, she said, and thanked hospital staff. To the dozens of amazing friends who surrounded us day and night, hugged and cried with us during the whole week that will be engraved in our hearts forever. To all the people of Israel who were with us, strengthened, supported and prayed, each in his own way and according to his faith. The attack came amid a wave of Palestinian terror. On Sunday, a terrorist shot at the vehicle of an American-Israeli family near the Palestinian village of Hara, seriously wounding the father, David Stern. Despite being shot at point-blank range, Stern, who served 4 years in the U.S. Marines and is a Krav Maga instructor, managed to draw his weapon and shoot at the terrorist, partially incapacitating him. Hara was also the site of another attack 2 weeks ago, in which two Israeli brothers, Hillel and Yaakov Yaniv, were killed. In both cases, residents of Hara celebrated the attacks. The day after, Palestinian terrorists shot killed American Elan Ganels, who had arrived to Israel for a friend's wedding, while he was driving to the venue in the Jordan Valley. In January and February, Jerusalem saw a string of terror attacks that claimed the lives of 11 Israelis, including 8 and 6-year-old brothers. We hoped and prayed. Unfortunately, Or Ashkar, who was injured in the attack in Tel Aviv, died today from his wounds. My heart is broken. I send my condolences to his family and friends. May his memory be blessed, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said.